Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, Polokwane 23.
Couple of crashes to deal with. The earlier one, Germiston, still causing queuing traffic. N12 East, the truck crash before Craft Road. And the Bedford View one, N3 North, a crash before Galulis. You've now got queuing traffic both directions.
The National Energy Regulator is expected to make a final decision on Eskom's application for a 30% tariff increase by the end of January 2025. The regulator attributed the timeline to an extended period of public hearings, the volume of information received, and the need for further clarification on certain aspects of the application. NERSA's Charles Khlabela.
This is due to the extended public hearing period, the information received, and further clarification required. NERSA understands the importance of this decision and remains committed to ensuring that all inputs received during the public participation process are considered.
The National Consumer Commission has launched an investigation into FlySafair following allegations of overbooking and overselling. The commission is reviewing the airline's compliance with the Consumer Protection Act and has requested information from the airline to begin the inquiry. Head of Complaints and Investigations, Prudence Moliwa, says the investigation is a priority and urged affected customers to come forward with any relevant information.
The National Consumer Commission is empowered to monitor the consumer markets in order to identify practices that are inconsistent with the Consumer Protection Act. We urge FlySafair to cooperate with the investigation, as well as for the consumers who have concerns around the overbooking and overselling in the industry to also lodge complaints with the National Consumer Commission.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa says due process was followed in expelling former President Jacob Zuma. MK party leader has given the ANC until the 31st of January to reinstate him as the member of the party or face legal action. In a letter to the party, he listed at least 12 perceived transgressions by the ANC in his disciplinary process. Ramaphosa says the disciplinary process against Zuma has been concluded.
The Secretary General has been absolutely proper and correct in the way that he has led the interpretation and the execution of our constitution. So we will read the letter and we will also take a view on the letter, but the disciplinary processes have been done in accordance with our constitution.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Britain today. The meeting comes after the two leaders earlier this week hit out at tech billionaire Elon Musk over his increasingly stringent interventions into domestic European politics. Starmer will host Macron at his country house retreat of Chequers. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofdnuusdier, en NERSA sal na verwagting teen die einde van die maand 'n besluit neem oor Eskom se voorgestelde nuwe tariewe.
Yeah, we're all waiting with bated breath to see how little we can get away with. And of course, Eskom going, rubbing their hands in glee, going, meer geld asseblief. We will keep you in the loop.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda.
I end up in crisis. All this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. 'Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time.
It's me. Hi. Exhausting.